that there...
are, and the dirty ones aren't about to step forward. And Gonzalez is one of the two. I do not know the name of the other one.
What happens to the Federal Reserve now?
Well, the Federal Reserve is out of business, quite frankly.
Okay, likewise then, referring back to Bo Bryce, what happens to the IRS?
I don't know if you can find anything in the Constitution that refers to an outfit like the Internal Revenue Service, and if it's not in the mandate, it's not going to exist.
Lord.
Air, you indicated last night regards to the food and regards to agriculture, the crisis.
The crises, the food crisis?
Yes.
There is none. The farm program is set up down to the last minute detail. I'm sure some of you people I'm talking to are aware of the fact that the corn harvest this year was a monster. They can't even store it. They're putting it on the grounds in the carts. So I have problems with the rumor that we have a food emergency. As an aside, another thing that happened, and to give you an example of the effectiveness of these liens that we the people have on all of these banks, we shipped a lot of grain to Russia this year, and Yeltsin's outfit was paying in gold. The gold was en route. When it hit Australia, it stopped cold turkey, and it is in Australia right now under the control of the people of the Republic via the lien.
Well, I got another question. To refer to free market. Now, the Constitutional Fathers recommended fair trade. What do we have here?
Well, when I say free market, what I'm talking about is whatever is in circulation for exchange is backed by metal. I'm not talking about the international giveaways that are currently under the establishment procedures. A fair market, yes, but when I say free market, I'm talking about the basic economic exchange.
Okay.
Question, when are we going to, on this food value, you talk about the big corn crop. I worked with farmers for 50-some years here already, and I don't believe this big corn crop. It's a lot of black and white in papers and on television and radio because I'm in an area that the crop is not there, lots of area. Along with that, when are we going to get so that the farmer can make a living because everything starts from God created the world and the ground, soiled up.
That's right. The cosmos work, the thing that they worked on and emphasized as far as our current programs that are on the table is the farming situation and the farm program.
Yeah, I work organically along this line, no drugs and everything, and I think that's where we got to work on this. I may be a little bit out of line, but we give the farmer a good living, and all of us people, whether we're in a 40,000, 50,000 populated city out here in the country, in the farmland, our livelihood depends on where it starts with the soil. We give them a good living. They don't cornhole it. They keep spending it, and so we therefore make a better living, creates more jobs. But that hasn't been working that way, because the farmer isn't making it.
As I stated before, we have literally been given back our republic, and it's up to us to assert that. And we will have major cleanup work in every state, but I can assure you that the farmer is going to get exactly what they earn. There will be parity.
Okay, question. What's going to happen to, like, FMHA and the Federal Land Bank?
Well, again, if you and it's real easy for me to answer these questions. Find the mandate for federal jurisdiction anywhere but in the District of Columbia and the territories. I'm talking about BLM, OSHA, MSHA, the ones that you just mentioned. They're bloody out of business. They don't have the jurisdiction.
What happens to a person who they're trying to rake over the coals right now and take his land away from him?
If they manage to get it before the stuff comes down, he'll get it back.
If they don't get it before this comes down, what then?
He'll have it back. The best way to describe the scenario that's been put together, we, the people of the Republic, are the holders of the largest corporation in the world. And the only way I can say it that makes sense to me is what is happening. And what this transition is number one, it's the restoration of the Republic, and number two, simply put, is a jubilee.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in all of this. I truly do. But we have a lot of people out here have been beat around and kicked around by the government so bad that they're down and out. They don't believe us when we tell them these things, you know, and it's hard to get them re-energized in some of this stuff.
Believe me, that isn't the first time I've heard this. One of the founders of the CDR is so bloody paranoid that it's really tough to communicate with him. But you must remember, and my wife and I have sat and talked about this a lot, as I spent my time in prison and fighting these people was everything that I thought was absolutely right, never have broken a law. Where in the hell are the responsible people of the world, the Christians that have the resources that could do something about this, where the hell are they? And believe me, they've been there, but they knew that they couldn't do it in one fell swoop, and they knew that they could not make a move until they had them where they wanted them. And the only thing that has allowed them to rape us the way they have was the control of money. They don't have it anymore.
Question. When this all happened, there's been so much money created by the bankers, the debt money that we have. Will there be, I can't see that there will be enough gold to back all these dollars that have been created by fractional banking.
Well, like I said, Cosmos broke the code. They have the trail. And all of these dollars created by this fractional reserve stuff, the collateral loans and reloans, etc., that is on black and white, and it's paper. And the bottom line, every bit of it was created out of collateral of the American people. Right? Now, this is being prosecuted. This has been recorded. Let's go for an example, the Committee of 300, just for easy numbers. Every one of those people, their tremendous wealth and assets, every bit of it happened through fraud. What happens when you have it all, everything they did, every fraudulent move they made, down in black and white, you take them into a common law court under absolute common law jurisdiction and hold them accountable, what do they have? They have absolutely nothing. Some of them will hang. Some of them will be in jail. None of them will have a dime.
Question. How legal are our banks in these little towns around here, and plus the big ones? I mean, I don't know where, what, but I mean, like, how legal
legality
are they?
is today, under the current establishment, the color of law, it can be anything, all right? The bank charters, the real bank charters, are locations, physical locations. Cosmos will back every charter that is in existence that has been shut down by force from the local establishment. These monster banks are in so much trouble right now, it's unbelievable. I'm getting both out of time. Another thing that has happened, and this is the thing that's going down in California. Security Pacific intercepted $856 million, almost transfer, and they just pulled this $856 out of circulation for a little bit, piped it around the world, and as usual, expanded it as much as they could, and it wound up coming back into a bank that doesn't even have a charter. Quite frankly, it's George Bush's front for his money. Cosmos let him do it, and just like bird dogs, it's all down in black and white. When they got all done, they just sent a memo to George Bush and say, look, this is what you did. Naughty, naughty. You're going to answer to it. And they panicked. They went roaring to the SEC. A major, major outfit in SEC backed this $800-plus-odd million in Japanese yen, floated a bond on it. The call on that bond is the 29th of December. And it ain't there. They can't do it, and that's why the Securities Commission is leaned. Now, you ask me if they're legal? This thing, it's almost like a startup. It's almost like a startup.
Question, what about commodity credit? Does Cosmos own that? Commodity Credit Corporation?
Cosmos fixes the price of gold and silver right now.
Okay, I'm talking about a commodity credit corporation that handles all agriculture products.
They have not told me of their involvement with the Commodity Credit Corporation, but what they have said about the handle they have on the farming situation, I would have to assume that they either have them by the short ones or they literally own them, and it will turn around and be the way it's supposed to be. The bottom line is parity for the farmers, and that is what's going to be forthcoming.
Question on the pharmaceutical industry and their hold on the healthcare system in the world. Does Cosmos have a finger on that now?
Andy Niccolo, the man that I've been in contact with for the last 2 weeks plus now, is the one responsible of the three directors of assimilating and putting together the program to take care of the FDA and the AMA and basically the health system of the nation. And bottom line, there's going to be some very heavy people that have been very powerful people with a real red face and probably viewing the sunset with these vertical things between them and the sun.
You know what that is.
I just want to say to the 32 outlets here that they compile their questions now, and they will be getting an envelope with the details pertaining to the addresses where they send their grievances and so forth. They should have them all by Monday to the locations, and they're responsible then to get it to the people that are listening with it.
Hey, Mel?
Yes?
I'd like him to answer one thing. Is there any recourse for the farmers and the businessmen who have lost through the system out here, already been raped? Is there any recourse at all?
Every government agency, every major corporation that has raped the farmers will be held accountable. The reparations to the farming people, the reparations, I will add, to the American people will be complete. There are going to be farmers that haven't been farming for 5 years, thought they were right down on the bottom of the barrel and couldn't even bounce, that are going to have title to their property.
But that doesn't get them any revenue to put a crop in. Is there going to be a retribution?
The way Cosmos puts it is whatever your project is, whether it's a crop or whether it's a business, you simply ask and it will be arranged.
Thank you.
In other words, the land that was taken from you or you had to give back to the loan companies will be restored?
Yes, sir.
What about these agent officers that are responsible, such as acting? Are they going to be held accountable in the sheriffs that have enabled these bankers to steal this property?
Absolutely. When I said that there are no immunities at common law, and now Cosmos has covered the national scene and the international scene, you people out there, you know who the criminals are, you know how to put together a case, and you can take it to them. The common law court jurisdiction will be opened up in January.
But common law is not going to be hard to get going then.
You and I, and I would guess that most people that are listening understand the difference between common law and maritime law. And maritime law, contract law, if I may, there's nothing wrong with contracts, but you don't shroud total control under some kind of a simple contract like a driver's license or voting or registering to vote. This is, preposterous, and it's over. We have to make it over, though. My point is, what Cosmos has done is they've opened the door, and the American people must regain their republic in the state. The American people, you and I, are the ones that are going to have to assert this in the state. One statute at a time, one criminal at a time, one bureaucrat at a time, it's going to have to be done that way. This isn't overnight. The machinery, the money is in place, real money. The law is in place, the Constitution. Now we go to work.
So what process is at work or will be at work to clean up the courts? It's not something that's going to happen overnight.
Well, let me put it this way. And again, this 800 and plus odd million dollar thing that Security Pacific was involved in, by the way, Bank American and Security Pacific are not merged. That's a lie. But that might be one of the things that's coming down in California. The other thing that could possibly be is Cosmos has daytime videotaped 7 federal judges going fishing in California, picking up dope in Mexico, bringing it back in, skating through customs, and selling, delivering to known dealers. On tape, they're down.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you that question about offshore.
What about gold mining shares? Are they safe?
Legitimate gold mining shares, why not? The legitimacy of the nation is not going to be tampered with in any way, shape, or form. The illegitimacy, this muster federal illegitimacy, is gone. It's going.
Can you tell me something about the offshore trust putting money overseas as well as having your money in with the insurance companies, and is that legit now?
If you have legitimate deposits, it's not going to get hurt. But the thing that I recommend is reference your liquidity. You either have it in your pocket, you have it in metal, or you have it in treasury bonds. The treasury bond is you. You are the holder of the largest corporation in the world.
I've got one more question. You mentioned earlier the education system. What are we going to do about the brainwash system? Is there going to be any means to get rid of Project 2000 and these other systems of lack of putting intelligence into our children's heads?
Well, the people that I know, Marilyn Reich probably knows more about that than anybody else, and all you do is pick her brains and go after it. See, we must do this. The education system, obviously, is flat on it's in the sewer, but it's our responsibility to take it out. It's our responsibility. There's people in the NEA that should be prosecuted and should be in prison.
What about all of our people that are in prison now, who are political prisoners languishing in these hell holes? What's going to happen to them, and how soon?
Quite frankly, I think there's going to be a very fast changeover in the population in our prisons. I don't think they'll be nearly as overcrowded as they are, and I think most of the folks that are going to be in there are going to be new guys that were involved in putting other people in for a long, long time.
How do we get involved? How do we get our computers hooked into this data bank if we have IBM-compatible computer systems?
The data systems, when they come up online, and anywhere, when the first one comes up online, it's a $100 a year subscription, and you're in. Just like Prodigy. Only that we're talking about a 600-meg database.
What are we going to do about these judges that have been sitting in an admiralty position or whatever they want to call it? How are they going to deal with common law? Are we going to have to get rid of them, too?
Well, the ones that understand what has happened and will deal in the common law, let them roll. The ones that have been atrocious, the Nazis, the tyrannical bastards, will come down. Believe me, there is no immunity at common law.
The common law is only as good as the people behind it, so we have to do it.
You said it.
Are you saying the Jubilee year has started?
Well, I look at it like this. If the bloody Federal Reserve knows right now, are backed by gold, the German mark is backed by gold, we're all done dealing in debt, right?
Who's going to be president?
I believe it'll probably be Gonzalez. Is there anybody on the air that would like to be, because Cosmos would like to talk to him?
Question. Historically, the controllers of massive force, bloodshed, standing armies, are you trying to tell me that the Fed is going to roll over just like a little dog? It seems to me that...
Well, let me tell you this. Quite frankly, I don't think the Fed wants to screw with the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States. I don't think they have a safe house from the U.S. Navy's nuke subs.
Have you said December 5th and 6th, Cosmos is going to have a meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff?
They have already met with the Navy.
And the Navy is going to back up this new government?
Yes, sir.
Is that verifiable?
You think about that question.
Well, that's why I'm listening today.
Oh, no. And here's the problem. Everybody wants to verify it, touch it, and feel it. If this thing's going to work, and if they've gone as far as they have, I can guarantee you that it would be impossible to find out what the hell they've done and how they did it.
What do we expect to hear in the news tomorrow? You mentioned maybe possibly on Friday.
Today's Friday, yes. It's supposed to be something come down. I don't know what it is. I don't even know if Cosmos will be mentioned. But now that you know what Cosmos' work is, it might be easy to read between the lines and understand that Cosmos might be the instigator. I understood it was supposed to happen Friday. Maybe the announcement will be Saturday. I don't know. Believe me, I am relaying the information that I have been given, the mechanics and the procedures and the programs that they have put together over these years. I don't know a damn thing about them. They have just covered the top side of it. And the only thing that Cosmos has asked us to do is to be a witness criminal government, and I would suggest or guess that every one of you out there have publicly been a witness to criminal or corrupt government for some time, and is all you're doing is spending 19 cents using the proper address from a republic to a republic, demanding the republic, and it involves the people.
What kind of feedback do you have on the United Nations troops that are supposedly in here by the millions already? What are we going to do with them?
Well, the numbers, I don't know. Cosmos knows the exact numbers. They know the bivouac. They know the armament dumps. They know that some of them haven't been paid for 6 months, and they know that it's dead in the water.
Hey, Milt.
Yes.
This is Bill Lee up in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Remember that meeting you had down at Rochester?
Yes.
It's got to be a connection.
Yes. Question there. Regards to IRAs, 401ks, and so forth like that, are they legit?
They're legitimate deposits, yes.
Is there any chance that there could be a total collapse of our financial system right now as we know it through this changeover?
Certainly. If Bush and the boys put their back up, they can try, and that's when the charters open up and the financial system cranks right up. It doesn't even slow down.
Yeah, but the changeover, and if it goes into a financial crisis, most of these people out here don't know anything about it. They're going to go crazy.
Well, let them go crazy. What are they going to do?
No, it's a minute, Sonny.
They've been informed. They're going to follow.
Well, most depression or, what do they call it, recessions are caused by people not spending. People don't understand that a dollar bill has to go in a circle in order for the economy to survive.
But listen, believe me. And I know what you're saying, and I appreciate what you're saying. I'm an economic student myself. The point is, don't forget, Cosmos, the top side, we're talking about 27 degrees. Every one of them earned. We're talking about men that hired professionals. We're talking about people that know what the republic is supposed to be. And everything they have done has been to restore that republic. And I can assure you that what you were talking about is covered in spades.
But the banks go down, and you guys set up, Cosmos set up, do you think that people are honestly going to trust putting their money in their made-up bank?
Well, they can't get anything out of their banks, and they can go to the charter bank, show their deposits, their legitimate deposit, and have that deposit immediately recognized and available in the charter bank. I can't see how they're going to have much problem with that.
What if you already have your money in your pocket?
Whatever you want to do with it. Change it for gold, deposit it, use it for whatever you want.
The people that have, we the people on the air, and certainly...
Chuck Carter?
Yeah.
I don't think Chuck Carter knows being zap about what's going on.
What about the other program that's about, like, the same thing?
Tom Donahue is a fraud. He's a new wave fraud.
Tom Valentine?
I don't, Valentine's is pretty straight. I don't know, and I don't know if they're connected. They might be connected with Cosmos. Cosmos has not given me... one name, one detail of the program, one name of their many corporations. They have Cosmos entails seven huge corporations and many, many smaller ones. They're the largest construction company corporation in the world. What they put together is very difficult to imagine. And as things go by, if you know anybody that's involved in moving money internationally, ask them how things are going. And they'll tell you it's a bloody standstill.
Christian, can we get rid of the 14th Amendment and the various other amendments that are unconstitutional and the type that we should get rid of?
Well, I'll help you answer your own question. If you review the document and the first 10 amendments, and then you look at the 14th Amendment and the 13th Amendment and the 16th and the 17th Amendment and the Federal Reserve Act, it's pretty damn tough to have those in the same book as the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, isn't it?
I got two short questions here. What are they going to do with these rubber stamp politicians where they gave us the choice of one of two evils? And then also, where does LaRouche fit in there?
Well, the first question is, at common law, you have total accountability. There is no immunity. It's not. It's what is Cosmos going to do about it. What the hell are you going to do about it? As far as Lyndon LaRouche, he's a pretty damn good economist. I'm very familiar with the man. He wanted me to run for senator in Illinois in 84. I went to his crowd and listened to it. It's a bloody cult, and as all that son of a bitch wants to be is a benevolent dictator. When he's dead, I don't know what the hell would have happened.
Right. What are they going to do about the liberal press?
The liberal press is a fantasy. If you think about it, I don't know where everybody is that I'm talking to, but I don't know very many people. I did it, but I don't know very many people that will go to the wall for the truth and get fired and starve to death or go to jail. All right? Now, the people that own this media, the Committee of 300, where are they going? There's no more threat. There is no more threat. Now we can have sincere journalism. Now we'll hear the best source of the truth. We will have honesty.
What about our postal department? Will that come back into the hands of the people?
If the people want it in their hands, they've got it.
No.
We've exceeded our 40 minutes, and we're going to conclude now. And all stations, you will be billed because we've run over probably an hour and 5 minutes. And compile your questions and wait for the papers to come. You should have them by Monday. And we'll go from there, and I believe this worked out so good that it could happen again. You did an excellent job explaining there.
Okay, I'm available at fax 602-435-9981. And my number is same area code 931-0585. I'll talk to anybody, anytime, and just for your information, I would bet you 60 to 1 odds that my phone is hotter than a pistol, but these bastards are going to have to eat it because they're done.
everybody.
Okay, Mel. Thank you, buddy. I love you all.
Amen.
Is that there?
Czar, and the dirty ones aren't about to step forward. And Gonzalez is one of the two. I do not know the name of the other one.
What happens to the Federal Reserve now?
Well, the Federal Reserve is out of business, quite frankly.
Okay, likewise then, referring back to Bo Bryce, what happens to the IRS?
I don't know if you can find anything in the Constitution that refers to an outfit like the Internal Revenue Service, and if it's not in the mandate, it's not going to exist.
Lord.
Here, you indicated last night regards to the food and regards to agriculture, the crisis.
The crises, the food crisis?
Yes.
There is none. The farm program is set up down to the last minute detail. I'm sure some of you people I'm talking to are aware of the fact that the corn harvest this year was a monster. They can't even store it. They're putting it on the grounds under carts. So I have problems with the rumor that we have a food emergency. As an aside, another thing that happened, and to give you an example of the effectiveness of these liens that we the people have on all of these banks, we shipped a lot of grain to Russia this year, and Yeltsin's outfit was paying in gold. The gold was en route. When it hit Australia, it stopped cold turkey, and it is in Australia right now under the control of the people of the Republic via the lien.
Well, I got another question. To refer to free market. Now, the Constitutional Fathers recommended fair trade. What do we have here?
Well, when I say free market, what I'm talking about is whatever is in circulation for exchange is backed by metal. I'm not talking about the international giveaways that are currently under the establishment procedures. A fair market, yes, but when I say free market, I'm talking about the basic economic exchange.
Okay.
Question, when are we going to, on this food value, you talk about the big corn crop. I worked with farmers for 50-some years here already, and I don't believe this big corn crop. It's a lot of black and white in papers and on television and radio because I'm in an area that the crop is not there, lots of area. Along with that, when are we going to get so that the farmer can make a living because everything starts from God created the world and the ground, soiled up.
That's right. And the cosmos work, the thing that they worked on and emphasized as far as our current programs that are on the table is the farming situation and the farm program.
Yeah, I work organically along this line, no drugs and everything, and I think that's where we got to work on this. I may be a little bit out of line, but we give the farmer a good living, and all of us people, whether we're in a 40,000, 50,000 populated city out here in the country, in the farmland, our livelihood depends on where it starts with the soil. We give them a good living. They don't cornhole it. They keep spending it, and so we therefore make a better living, creates more jobs. But that hasn't been working that way because the farmer isn't making it.
As I stated before, we have literally been given back our republic, and it's up to us to assert that. And we will have major cleanup work in every state, but I can assure you that the farmer is going to get exactly what they earn. There will be parity.
Okay, question. What's going to happen to, like, FMHA and the Federal Land Bank?
Well, again, if you and it's real easy for me to answer these questions. Find the mandate for federal jurisdiction anywhere but in the District of Columbia and the territories. I'm talking about BLM, OSHA, MSHA, the ones that you just mentioned. They're bloody out of business. They don't have the jurisdiction.
What happens to a person who they're trying to rake over the coals right now and take his land away from him?
If they manage to get it before the stuff comes down, he'll get it back.
If they don't get it before this comes down, what then?
He'll have it back. The best way to describe the scenario that's been put together, we, the people of the Republic, are the holders of the largest corporation in the world. And the only way I can say it that makes sense to me is what is happening. And what this transition is number one, it's the restoration of the Republic, and number two, simply put, it's a jubilee.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in all of this. I truly do. But we have a lot of people out here have been beat around and kicked around by the government so bad that they're down and out. They don't believe us when we tell them these things, you know, and it's hard to get them re-energized in some of this stuff.
Believe me, That isn't the first time I've heard this. One of the founders of the CDR is so bloody paranoid that it's really tough to communicate with him. But you must remember, and my wife and I have sat and talked about this a lot, as I spent my time in prison and fighting these people with everything that I thought was absolutely right, never have broken a law. Where in the hell are the responsible people of the world, the Christians that have the resources that could do something about this? Where the hell are they? And believe me, they've been there, but they knew that they couldn't do it in one fell swoop, and they knew that they could not make a move until they had them where they wanted them. And the only thing that has allowed them to rape us the way they have was the control of money. They don't have it anymore.
Question. When this all happened, there's been so much money created by the bankers, the debt money that we have. Will there be, I can't see that there will be enough gold to back all these dollars that have been created by fractional banking.
Well, like I said, Cosmos broke the code. They have the trail. And all of these dollars created by this fractional reserve stuff, the collateral loans and reloans, etc., that is on black and white, and it's paper. And the bottom line, every bit of it was created out of collateral of the American people. Right? Now, this is being prosecuted. This has been recorded. Let's go for an example, the Committee of 300, just for easy numbers. Every one of those people, their tremendous wealth and assets, every bit of it happened through fraud. What happens when you have it all, everything they did, every fraudulent move they made, down in black and white, you take them into a common law court under absolute common law jurisdiction and hold them accountable? What do they have? They have absolutely nothing. Some of them will hang. Some of them will be in jail. None of them will have a dime.
Question. How legal are our banks in these little towns around here, and plus the big ones? I mean, I don't know where, what's been, I mean, like, how legal
legality
are they?
Legality is today, under the current establishment, the color of law, it can be anything, all right? The bank charters, the real bank charters, are locations, physical locations. Cosmos will back every charter that is in existence that has been shut down by force from the local establishment. These monster banks are in so much trouble right now, it's unbelievable. I'm getting both out of time. Another thing that has happened, and this is the thing that's going down in California. Security Pacific intercepted $856 million, almost transfer, and they just pulled this $856 out of circulation for a little bit, piped it around the world, and as usual, expanded it as much as they could, and it wound up coming back into a bank that doesn't even have a charter, quite frankly. It's George Bush's front for his money. Cosmos let him do it, and just like bird dogs, it's all down in black and white. When they got all done, they just sent a memo to George Bush and say, look, this is what you did, naughty, naughty, you're going to answer to it. And they panicked. They went roaring to the SEC, a major, major outfit in SEC, backed this $800-plus-odd million in Japanese yen, floated a bond on it. The call on that bond is the 29th of December, and it ain't there. They can't do it, and that's why the Securities Commission is lean. Now, you ask me if they're legal? This thing, it's almost like a startup. It's almost like a startup.
Question, what about Commodity Credit? Does Cosmos own that? Commodity Credit Corporation?
Cosmos fixes the price of gold and silver right now.
Okay, I'm talking about Commodity Credit Corporation that handles all agriculture products.
They have not told me of their involvement with the Commodity Credit Corporation, but what they have said about the handle they have on the farming situation, I would have to assume that they either have them by the short ones or they literally own them, and it will turn around and be the way it's supposed to be. The bottom line is parity for the farmers, and that is what's going to be forthcoming.
Okay. Question on the pharmaceutical industry and their hold on the healthcare system in the world. Does Cosmos have a finger on that now?
Andy Niccolo, the man that I've been in contact with for the last 2 weeks plus now, is the one responsible of the three directors of assimilating and putting together the program to take care of the FDA and the AMA and basically the health system of the nation. And bottom line, there's going to be some very heavy people that have been very powerful people with a real red face and probably viewing the sunset with these vertical things between them and the sun.
Project Project 2000 and these other systems of lack of putting intelligence into our children's heads.
Well, the people that I know, Marilyn Reich probably knows more about this, about that than anybody else, and all you do is pick her brains and go after it. See, we must do this. The education system, obviously, is flat on it's in the sewer, but it's our responsibility to take it out. It's our responsibility. There's people in the NEA that should be prosecuted and should be in prison.
What about all of our people that are in prison now who are political prisoners languishing in these hell holes? What's going to happen to them and how soon?
Quite frankly, I think there's going to be a very fast changeover in the population in our prisons. I don't think they'll be nearly as overcrowded as they are, and I think most of the folks that are going to be in there are going to be new guys that were involved in putting other people in for a long, long time.
Makes a nice white collar.
How do we get involved? How do we get our computers hooked into this data bank if we have IBM-compatible computer systems?
The data systems, when they come up online, and anywhere, when the first one comes up online, it's a $100 a year subscription, and you're in. Just like Prodigy. Only that we're talking about a 600-meg database.
What are we going to do about these judges that have been sitting in an admiralty position or whatever they want to call it? How are they going to deal with common law? Are we going to have to get rid of them, too?
Well, the ones that understand what has happened and will deal in the common law, let them roll. The ones that have been atrocious, the Nazis, the tyrannical bastards, will come down. Believe me, there is no immunity at common law.
The common law is only as good as the people behind it, so we have to do it.
You said it.
He's saying the Jubilee year has started?
Well, I look at it like this. If the bloody Federal Reserve notes right now are backed by gold, the German mark is backed by gold, we're all done dealing in debt, right?
Who's going to be president?
I believe it'll probably be Gonzalez. Is there anybody on the air that would like to be, because Cosmos would like to talk to him?
Question. Historically, the controllers of massive force, bloodshed, standing armies. Are you trying to tell me that the Fed is going to roll over just like a little dog? It seems to me that...
Well, let me tell you this. Quite frankly, I don't think the Fed wants to screw with the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States. I don't think they have a safe house from the U.S. Navy's nuke subs.
Have you said December 5th and 6th, Cosmos is going to have a meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff?
They have already met with the Navy.
And the Navy is going to back up this new government?
Yes, sir.
Is that verifiable?
You think about that question.
Well, that's why I'm listening today.
No. And here's the problem. Everybody wants to verify it, touch it, and feel it. If this thing's going to work, and if they've gone as far as they have, I can guarantee you that it would be impossible to find out what the hell they've done and how they did it.
What do we expect to hear in the news tomorrow? You mentioned maybe possibly on Friday.
Today's Friday, yes. It's supposed to be something come down. I don't know what it is. I don't even know if Cosmos will be mentioned. But now that you know what Cosmos' work is, it might be easy to read between the lines and understand that Cosmos might be the instigator. I understood it was supposed to happen Friday. Maybe the announcement will be Saturday. I don't know. Believe me, I am relaying the information that I have been given. The mechanics and the procedures and the programs that they have put together over these years. I don't know a damn thing about them. They have just covered the top side of it. And the only thing that Cosmos has asked us to do is to be a witness to criminal government. And I would suggest or guess that every one of you out there have publicly been a witness to criminal or corrupt government for some time. And is all you're doing is spending 19 cents.
Oh, that's all good.
Using the proper address from a republic to a republic, demanding the republic. And it involves the people.
What kind of feedback do you have on the United Nations troops that are supposedly in here by the millions already? What are we going to do with them?
Well, the numbers, I don't know. Cosmos knows the exact numbers. They know the bivouac. They know the armament dumps. They know that some of them haven't been paid for 6 months. And they know that it's dead in the water.
Hey, Neil.
Yes.
This is Bill Lee up in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Remember that meeting you had down at Rochester?
Yes.
It's got to be a connection.
Yes. Question there. Regards to IRAs, 401ks, and so forth like that, are they legit?
They're legitimate deposits, yes.
Is there any chance that there could be a total collapse of our financial system right now as we know it through this changeover?
Certainly. If Bush and the boys put their back up, they can try, and that's when the charters open up, and the financial system cranks right up. It doesn't even slow down.
Yeah, but the changeover, and if it goes into a financial crisis, most of these people out here don't know anything about it. They're going to go crazy.
Well, let them go crazy. What are they going to do?
No, it's a minute, Sonny.
They've been informed. They're going to follow.
Well, most depression or, what do they call it, recessions are caused by people not spending. People don't understand that a dollar bill has to go in a circle in order for the economy to survive.
But listen, believe me, and I know what you're saying, and I appreciate what you're saying. I'm an economic student myself. The point is, don't forget, Cosmos, the top side, we're talking about 27 degrees. Every one of them earned. We're talking about men that hired professionals. We're talking about people that know what the republic is supposed to be. And everything they have done has been to restore that republic. And I can assure you that what you were talking about is covered in spades.
But the banks were down and you guys set up, Cosmos set up, do you think that people are honestly going to trust putting their money in their made-up bank?
Well, they can't get anything out of their banks, and they can go to the charter bank, show their deposits, their legitimate deposit, and have that deposit immediately recognized and available in the charter bank, I can't see how they're going to have much problem with that.
What if you already have your money in your pocket?
Whatever you want to do with it. Change it for gold, deposit it, use it for whatever you want.
We the people on the air, certainly.
Chuck Carter?
Yeah.
I don't think Chuck Carter knows beans zap about what's going on.
It's about the other program that's about, like, the same thing.
Tom Donahue is a fraud. He's a new wave fraud.
Tom Valentine?
Valentine's pretty straight. I don't know, and I don't know if they're connected. They might be connected with Cosmos. Cosmos has not given me one name, one detail of the program, one name of their many corporations. They have Cosmos entails seven huge corporations and many, many smaller ones. They're the largest construction company corporation in the world. What they put together is very difficult to imagine. And as things go by, if you know anybody that's involved in moving money internationally, ask them how things are going, and they'll tell you it's a bloody standstill.
Section, can we get rid of the 14th Amendment and the various other amendments that are unconstitutional and type that we should get rid of?
Well, I'll help you answer your own question. If you review the document and the first 10 amendments, and then you look at the 14th Amendment, and the 13th Amendment, and the 16th, and the 17th Amendment, and the Federal Reserve Act, it's pretty damn tough to have those in the same book as the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, isn't it?
I got two short questions here. What are they going to do with these rubber stamp politicians where they gave us the choice of one of two evils? And then also, where does LaRouche fit in there?
Well, the first question is, at common law, you have total accountability. There is no immunities. Not as what is Cosmos going to do about it. What the hell are you going to do about it? As far as Lyndon LaRouche, he's a pretty damn good economist. I'm very familiar with the man. He wanted me to run for senator in Illinois in 84. I went to his crowd and listened to it. It's a bloody cult, and as all that son of a bitch wants to be is a benevolent dictator. When he's dead, I don't know what the hell would have happened.
Right. What are they going to do about the liberal press?
The liberal press is a fantasy. If you think about it, I don't know where everybody is that I'm talking to, but I don't know very many people. I did it, but I don't know very many people that will go to the wall for the truth and get fired and starve to death or go to jail.
Right?
Now, the people that own this media, the Committee of 300, where are they going? There's no more threat. There is no more threat. Now we can have sincere journalism. Now we'll hear the best source of the truth. We will have honesty.
What about our postal department? Will that come back into the hands of the people?
If the people want it in their hands, they've got it.
Yes, we've exceeded our 40 minutes, and we're going to conclude now. And all stations, you will be billed because we've run over probably an hour and 5 minutes. And compile your questions and wait for the papers to come. You should have them by Monday. And we'll go from there. And I believe this worked out so good that it could happen again. You did an excellent job explaining there.
Okay, I'm available. Fax 602-435-9981. And my number is same area code 931-0585. I'll talk to anybody, anytime. And just for your information, I would bet you 60 to 1 odds that my phone is hotter than a pistol, but these bastards are going to have to eat it because they're done.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, Mel. Thank you, buddy. I love you all.
Amen.